one inch away. We were one inch away from making that right play. Second man quick was just a little bit too late. Not connecting offensively. We did some good things, created some chances. We could have finished on a few ones for sure. We are usually a pretty confident team offensively, but tonight the pucks weren't on the tape when we should have made those passes and those plays. That would have resulted in scoring chances. So we were, that's the way I saw it, just one inch away. And then it builds some frustration in the game, and then you're trying to do more when you should be doing a little bit less. So managing the game tonight, we have to learn from that one.
You've talked about it a lot, how teams get geared up to play the Manitoba Moose, and this is a Grand Rapids Griffins team that's coming in, I think, points in nine straight games. So this is a team that really knows how to do battle, defending Calder champions as well.
Yeah, you look at the way they were playing when it was 1-0 in the last 10 minutes of the third period. They were playing a very good road game, and just getting the puck out and being smart managing the puck. That's a well coached team. It's a team that has won in the past for a reason. They play well as a team, and they don't try to force anything. So that's a good team.
One thing your captain spoke about when we were chatting with him is the fact that on the road where you have had success, there's been a lot more chipping the puck in, going and retrieving it, as opposed to a lot of like neat passes across in the neutral. Is that what you were seeing as well?
Well, I think I think when you connect those passes, when you're on the tape and you get in the zone, and then you're building speed in neutral zone, it's just a normal play. I think tonight, that's where the frustration was coming from, because those passes weren't necessarily on the tape, then you were creating a battle. And Grand Rapids, some teams have good sticks. They're just in the passing lane. Their gap is right, and we needed to adjust. And when we did adjust, the times that we were reading, not necessarily what has to be done, but what they were giving us, so we can do what's right. We had a few off reads, and it's one of our main assets is our speed, and in order to build that, sometimes it's not necessarily with the puck, but it's the four guys without the puck, and then we were one inch off tonight.
One player who was not off, at least from our perspective, was Jamie Phillips. He looked like he had an excellent game. How would you assess his play?
Yeah, he was pretty good. He's battling hard. He played a good game. I thought he was pretty good at reading the traffic in front of him. That's a team that goes to the net, and they're pretty heavy at going to the net. And he was able to. I felt he was in a position to see the puck all night long, and he was pretty good around the net as well. So he was a good player for us tonight.
Is there an importance though for these types of games, these close games? Because you're a team that has scored a lot, and you've dominated a lot of teams, and now you're going into a tighter part of the season where the games are going to look a lot more like this, and they are the early point in the season. So it's probably important for your team to have these sort of, obviously you want to win, but these sorts of games where you're in tight.
This is perfect. To me, it's perfect. That's part of building a winning culture and understanding what it takes to win. And those tight games, from the bench, from behind the bench, felt a little bit slow from my perspective on both sides, but it was tight. And that's perfect to me. That's what we have to go through in order to make it and have a second gear. And that's what we're going to face in the playoffs. Not much in neutral zone and having to keep it simple but playing fast. So it's that we could use that time, the next homestand and really learn from that and establishing our game, because we've had some success early in the season and even the last road trip, because we respect who we are and what we do. Now it's going to be a good challenge for us, and I think it's perfect for what we need to learn in order to get better.